far do they legally have? The northeast corner?
Actually, yeah. I think they've got this square right here. They were expecting 4,000 people.
Right.
So
okay.
we have to facilitate.
But now we can actually go to the next thing that's cordoned off.
Yeah, the next thing that's cordoned off, go to that and you'll be golden, okay?
Okay.
And stay nice. We love you.
We won.
Protest. Yeehaw. But let's all be good. I'm the chief of police at the airport. Protests are done by permit. We've cordoned them off the best we could to avoid any conflicts, okay? And so we're trying to facilitate everything. That's why we've mowed it all. We've got the porta potties out. We want to give you your opportunity to be here, but obviously we can segregate you. And it is airport property, so if you fight, we will remove you.
I'm from Montanans for Single Payer, and what's going on is that the president is here. So we got here at 7 this morning, and we've been standing on the corner since, standing here with our signs.
Single payer advocates have been shut out of the national dialogue. We're so outgunned monetarily, this is what we have to do, wave signs.
Well, the sign says socialism eventually runs out of other people's money. The other side says American dream, earn it. That's the way I grew up.
2 years ago, if you would have told me that government will be running the banking system, American car companies, a financial system, and instead trying to take over healthcare, I would have laughed and said that can never happen in the United States. Well, look, it's happened. I mean, our liberties are being taken away every single day by these politicians in D.C. We've got to stop them.
Amen. We need to reclaim.
Reclaim what?
America for the Americans.
How did you lose it?
Government took it right away from us. The union. The Muslims, anybody but standard Americans who care.
Hey, you don't really believe Muslims run America, do you?
It's getting very close.
How is this any different than the commies?
That's their goal.
Ho Chi Minh next.
I just keep trying to figure out what it is in the water and in the gene pool out in Montana that has people so fearful in this whole thing of the government and guns are going to be taken away and all this. I mean, there isn't any precedent for this sort of stuff. I mean, it's a guy over here who says geezer against health care. Well, the guy's already on Medicare, which is a government program, you know?
And that's one reason I came was because I'm getting tired of seeing this vocal minority shouting people down on TV and so I just wanted to come and represent the pro-reform side, and looks like there's a lot of us here.
Hey, hey, hey. Obama has got to go. Hey, hey,
ho, ho. Ooh, look, a big fancy helicopter. Wow.
It's the black helicopter. Uh-oh, the UN is here. I just want to know how I can sign up to be on the death panel.
Yeah,
you know,
I know some people I'd like to nominate for extermination.
Get your hands off our body. Hands off healthcare.
If you go to single payer and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
You remove the incentive from anyone to work.
Nonsense.
You remove all that incentive.
People like to work.
You know,
you can't keep people from working.
You know what the third largest employer in the world is? The British healthcare system. The first largest is the Russian army.
Yeah. Do you know each other?
No.
Not at all. I'm Tom.
I'm Don McLarty.
Don, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Dialogue is good. Yeah.
How do you know you can't? They can't get.
Oh, I saw his sign, and we just kind of, you know, we've been ambling around.
We're just walking around doing stuff. He's a single payer, and I'm a farmer from Indiana.
He didn't seem to be foaming at the mouth. He looked approachable. That's what America should be about, is dialogue.
We're in conflict over the permit which was given to us in the so-called free speech zone. But you know what? They can do whatever they want over here. We'll do our thing over there.
That's giving up, pal. That's what problem with we have today.
Listen, man,
is we're
you gotta
up.
Fight the bigger battles, brother.
I understand.
These police
that,
officers, man, they asked us to try to clear this up because they gotta protect the president, man.
Well, okay? we're far
we're
away.
We're not
from
gonna
him.
Be the problem here. Okay, we're not the mob.
We're acting like mobs. We back off just
you're right,
like
for
we
the greater good.
Off.
For the greater good.
I guess.
We fought for this, our forefathers fought for this. Way back when we fought the tyranny of England. Now we got to fight the tyranny of an overgrown government, marching us rapidly towards socialism, which began in the Bush administration and has escalated in the Obama administration.
How come this healthcare thing isn't like a debate instead of a shouting match?
Because this happens to be the tipping point. This is the tipping point. We're done. It's over for us. This is the beginning of the second American Revolution. Welcome to it, buddy. You got a front row seat.
Welcome to the second American Revolution!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Chicago thugs have got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Chicago thugs have got to go! Hey, hey!
We know that Chicago is a den of iniquity, and he's bringing all of those people into the White House. This is the first time in my life that I have been afraid of my government. I'm 71 years old, and I'm truly afraid of what is going on in government, the socialism. Our president went over and announced in Turkey that we're no longer a Christian nation. That's what we were founded on. They're trying to take God out of everything.
Are you un-American?
No!
Are you racist?
No!
Are you stupid?
No!
Well, then you haven't been listening to NBC and CBS and ABC, because that's what they're telling us.
These people are here because they are scared. They are afraid of losing their constitutional rights and their freedom, and they have every reason to be. Those people you saw today, those un-American, terrible right-wing extremists, I saw little old men, Vietnam vets, handicapped people. They're not anything but concerned citizens of the United States of America. And I've never been an activist in my life. I have never participated in a rally. You ask me why I'm here, and why I'm trained to do whatever it is within my power to save the America that I grew up with. The next step will probably be a full-fledged revolution.